Hi guys, welcome to today's pronunciation challenge, and my name is Christy. So do like when you're watching movies, do you actually think about whether or not it is practical in real life? So this video we have today, it's called 8 Common Movie Myths Debunked. And this is about the things that they film in the movies, but it's not actually like that. So let's take a look at today's sentence. Amnesia is also used incorrectly in many films, resulting in the character losing their self-identity. However, in real life, most people with an amnesia primarily have problems with their short-term memory, making them unable to retain new information. Amnesia is also used incorrectly in many films, resulting in the character losing their self-identity. However, in real life, most people with an amnesia primarily have problems with their short-term memory, making them unable to retain new information. 那我们首先来看的呢是 amnesia。amnesia 呢是失忆啊，或者是失忆症。那前一阵子最有名的一部片子好像叫做 Before I Go to Sleep， 这个就是 Nicole Kidman 他的电影，然后他好像就是每一天早上起来呢都会不记得前一天发生什么事情，那我觉得还蛮好看的，算是一个 thriller 这样子，大家有机会的话可以看一看，那他真的就是跟 amnesia 非常相关。那有另外一个跟他很像的字呢叫 amnesty， amnesty 呢是特赦或者是大赦的意思。那不知道大家有没有听过这个国际特赦组织啊，就叫做 Amnesty International， 不知道有没有人在这边啊会对翻译有兴趣。当然除了 VoiceTube 翻译社群就是有在找译者之外呢， Amnesty International 也是一个练习翻译的非常好的机会，他们每天都会有比如说像是新闻稿啊或者是不同的文件释出，然后可以供译者来认领。这样再我们来看是 result 呢指的是发生啊或者是产生，那它的重音在 SULT， 那会发 Z 的音result。 那除了我们熟悉的名词啊，像是说 the result of the exam finally came out， 考试的结果终于出来了，还可以当动词，那通常会搭配 result in 这个片语，像是我们可以说 unable to deliver the report on time resulting in him losing the job， 就是他没办法在时间内交出这个报告，结果就是他失去他的工作这样子。再我们要来看是 incorrect 呢是错误的，那它的重音在 RECT 的地方 CO 发短音incorrect 是错误的，那我们可以说I'm afraid all of your answers are incorrect， 很抱歉啊你所有的答案都写错了这样子。那它的反义词呢则是 correct， 是正确的，像是我们可以说having the correct mindset before you help others is extremely important， 在你帮助他人之前呢有正确的价值观啊或者是念头呢是非常重要的，因为可能其实有些人帮助别人的时候他想要的比如说是出名啊或者是想要得到回报，那我觉得帮助人这件事情基本上是出于自愿的，并不是需要期待会有一个这样的回报。那它的名词呢则是 correction， 是订正啊或者是修改的意思。那如果可能写过论文啊或者写过 essay 的人就会知道，像是based on how many corrections that it needs to be made it is self-evident that this essay has not been proved read， 看到这篇文章有这么多需要修改订正的地方啊，就一定可以知道他写完之后呢并没有重新检视过自己的文章。再我们来看是 primarily 呢是起先的，那它的重音在 mar 的地方发 a 的音 primarily。 He started learning guitar primarily to impress the girl he likes， 他当初学吉他就是为了要让他喜欢的女生呢注意到他。那它的形容词呢是 primary， 指的是重要的 primary，像是说 Our primary goal is to release the new product by January， 我们现在首要的目标呢就是要在一月的时候呢推出新产品。最后我们要来看的是 retain 啊是保持的意思， A-I-T-A-I-N 这边要记得发 A 的音 retain。 那我们如果戴过牙套的人可能知道之后要戴一个叫维持器的东西，因为我听说过一件事情，就是说你牙套戴多久维持器就要戴多久，因为就是你戴牙套是一个拉动牙齿的过程，那它其实之后呢也很容易再松动这样。那维持器的英文呢就叫做 retainers， OK。 那跟它长得很像的字呢叫 contain， 指的是包含，像是我们可以说 This event fee contains amusement park tickets as well as food vouchers， 这个活动费用啊，包括游乐园的门票，还有餐券。那接下来啊，我们要来看的呢是连音的部分。我们来看到 self identity 这一边，我们会念成 self identity， 我们会把 I 跟 F 连在一起，所以其实听起来有点像是 identity， 就是会变成 self identity， self identity。那再来，我们来看语调的部分呢。我们念到 however 的时候呢，通常语气会上扬，因为代表句子未结束。然后它还有另外一个，因为 however 是要代表但是或者是事实上相反的意思，所以我们会说 however in real life， 就是会有个 however， 不会讲 however in real life， 就是会需要语调上扬一点。 Alright, so let's take a look at today's sentence one more time. Amnesia is also used incorrectly in many films, resulting in the character losing their self-identity. However, in real life, most people with an amnesia primarily have problems with their short-term memory, making them unable to retain new information. Alright, so that's it for today's pronunciation challenge. Remember to leave your recordings below and Chloe will challenge you guys tomorrow. Bye!